No, no, I think Breakthrough TV gives bad broadcasting a good name.
You're listening to Con Air Radio.
Stop whining.
It's about to begin.
Hey, guys and gals, this is Smash Tower for Con Air Radio. And I am podcasting. Yeah, that's what I am. I'm podcasting. So I just got finished making a huge mess on my desk. Dropped my drink all over my keyboard. So hopefully I won't need my keyboard much. It'll need to dry out a bit. So I am currently talking about what's happened this weekend and what's coming up. So currently what's happened is, yesterday, I went down to Tucson for Wild Wild West Con. It's a steampunk convention, and it's been many years since I've been to it, and I'm really, really, really wanting to get back there and do it again, and I did. The problem is we left late, got down there late, and forgetting that it was Sunday, so it actually closes at like 5-ish. So we weren't able to do as much as that we really wanted to do. I did get some video, got a lot of pictures and such. So some of the pictures have been posted. They're pretty much up on Instagram. So if you're interested in checking out the photos that I put up, go ahead and go check out Con Air Radio 2 on Instagram. The pictures are there. I think I also posted a short video clip of some ladies belly dancing on TikTok. The music was taken out because of copyright issues, so that's really kind of weird because I'm sitting there going, TikTok did that? I thought TikTok didn't pull copyright issues, you know, music and stuff like that. Anyhow, so it was muted, but it was still in good quality, so please check it out. I probably still have some more photos that I'm going to try to upload in the next couple of days. But most of them have already been uploaded, and so you can check them out on Con Air Radio. I am going to try to put something together so that it can go up on... I love to start building little collages, you know, and try to put everything together so that, you know, I can put them up on YouTube and stuff like this. So the video of this podcast will probably be uploaded to YouTube later on tonight. So if you want to check us out on the YouTube channel, which is still kind of a process, a work in progress, we are Con Air. That one is Con Air Radio. So Con Air Radio on YouTube, Con Air Radio 2 on Instagram, Con Air Radio on Facebook, and TikTok and Twitch are both Smash Tower Studios. So you can pretty much find me doing almost a little bit of anything. But I'll tell you this, Wild Wild West, even in the short amount of time that we were there, and I wasn't realizing the magnitude of how short we were really there, until I realized that it took us over 2 hours to get down and 2 hours and 20 minutes or so to get back up there. So about 4.5 hours of driving. And then realizing that by the time I got there, it was almost noonish. So basically, we were only there for a few hours. Now, in my mind, that's very disappointing. So the goal is that I think next year, I will request to become media again, but I think I'll try to take off the entire weekend and go and stay down at the convention. That would be tremendously awesome. There are a ton of people that I would love to do interviews with down there, and actually I think I'm going to end up setting up one of them independently. Because I have done an interview with him before, and he is a fantastic source of information. So and he's an author, so he writes a lot of stuff, and he maintains a lot of stuff in his head, and I want to pick his brain because there's some cool stuff that he knows. So that is something that I'll hopefully work on. I did get this really wicked, it wasn't painted, but it's a 3D dragon, basically, you know, sitting on protecting her eggs. So that's what it looks like. And this is kind of a stash box. And they also gave me some dice. So the stash box has got the dice in it. See, that's pretty wicked. Anyhow, for the people that are listening in on the podcast, you can't see that. But if you go back and watch it on Twitch or on YouTube, then you'll be able to see what the dragon stash box looks like. So that was fantastic. And as I was saying, I really want to go down there and spend more time down there. I did get a lot of time, or got some pictures from the costume contest that they had going on, and there were a lot of fantastic costumes. This one guy that came, he came as an airplane. Basically, he was the Red Baron and Snoopy, which was fantastic. Great job on that costume. So, and if you want to check, as I said, if you want to check out the pictures on it, you can go up over onto Con Air Radio 2 on Instagram, and you can check them over there. We are attempting to do a lot more video, and I'm trying to get it set up to where I can just send it up to all the different platforms. I'm actually thinking that I may end up just pre-recording the videos and then uploading them to each one of the different platforms, because so many of the platforms have different requirements. So, for example, I can't do live on TikTok. I can't do live on YouTube until you've gotten like at least 50 people subscribed to your stream. So as of right now, yeah, it's not going to happen. I think I have 4. So it's going to be a while. Anyway, but Facebook, I can probably do it too. Twitch, I can basically do it too. As long as I'm here, I can do it. I didn't really try to stream to Twitch from down there because, as I said before, I really think it is Twitch is a signal issue. And I tried to do Twitch for my walking, and the problem is that it would always cut off well before I was done with my walk. The problem, and also the main problem is that it wouldn't let me know. It basically said that it was still broadcasting, but it was saying, you know, it would say live, and then I would get back in and take a look at the video, and it would be 3 minutes of video instead of the hour-long walk that I did. So Twitch may not be, my walking may not be popular on Twitch, so I'm probably going to remove the streams for that. I will probably still try to do things that are based without having to walk around a lot. So my gaming streams at night, maybe, you know, maybe a little bit of a weightlifting one with something else that I've been thinking about trying to do. So these are some of the projects that I am working on. Oh, and also, this is something that I was trying to convince my wife to try to do, and she's agreed, and so we're in the midst of doing this. Now, it's not entirely con-based or science fiction or fantasy or whatever, but my wife is an avid book reader, and so what I'm thinking about doing is I'm thinking about setting up to where she does these. She takes a picture of the cover, and then she kind of just writes a little synopsis of what she thought about the book. And she's been competing with our daughter. So she's been posting them up on Facebook. So what I think I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to try to... Ooh, I got blurry. I'm blurry. So anyway, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to try to take that same little clip, and then I'm going to move it
into try to make it into a still, or have her do an audio clip to go with it. Now, if she does the audio clip with it, what I'm going to probably try to do is make it to where I can add it to the stream, or even just add it to like Con Air Radio on Facebook, or on not Twitch, but YouTube, or even maybe put it on Instagram, so that it'll actually have. And so you won't be really seeing her. You'll see the book cover, and you'll hear her talk about the book for, you know, whatever amount of time that she's comfortable with. So this is something that I've been hoping to get her involved in a while. So this is kind of exciting because she's a real avid reader, and so this is something that we could be posting a lot of. So it doesn't always have to be fantasy or science fiction or whatever. She's been liking and playing with a bunch of different types. So this is something that we're going to try to start incorporating in. So if you start to hear the podcast and then there's like a 30-second clip or a 2-minute, you know, piece showing the book cover and her explaining what she's happy with and such like that with the book, because, you know, she enjoys a lot of these books, and some of them are critically acclaimed, some were on the bestsellers, some she had never heard of, and they were just suggestions from friends, but she seems to have liked many of these. So we're going to try to go ahead and start doing that. There's not an actual ETA on that, but I'm going to start working with her on it, so hopefully we can start getting it out there, because it really could be cool, and it's something that also will help, might help the con stuff down the road, because we're also kind of working out a deal. I told her, I says, I think what she should try to do is whenever we go to one of these cons, she should actually, many of these cons have authors at them, so she should buy one of the books, read it, critique it, and then down the road, and we can get the person on the podcast so that we can talk about it and say, hey, you know, this, we did a piece on your book, a month or so ago, and we wanted to bring you on the show. So, you know, it's kind of cool, and I'm thinking it'd be really worth it. So, and it's a new project that we're going to try to add into Con Air Radio. So kind of keep your eyes open for it, keep your ears open for it, because the goal is to actually add it into the podcast or into a stream. So hopefully we'll start to see it pretty much everywhere. So it's exciting stuff. I'm excited for it. So as I had said, we had gone down to Tucson, which, as I said, is about an hour and a half, 2 hours away, because the resort it was at was on the far side of Tucson. But we went down there. It was a great resort. It's huge, lots of stuff going on. It's also casinos, so there's lots of gambling going on. So that's kind of a cool thing. You can stay at the casino or stay at the hotel, you know. And if things are slow at the convention, then you kind of just truckle around outside the door and down the hall, and boom, now you're at a casino. On that note, it's not something I would probably really do, mostly because I'm not much on gambling. And even when we did do like our anniversary for a number of years, we would go to Vegas and spend a weekend in Vegas. I think I would spend like $200 max. You know, it was kind of a like thing. I would say, okay, this is how much that I'm going to spend today on gambling, and that's it. And I always told myself that I'd have a self-addressed stamped envelope, so that if we won anything big on those, that we would make it into a money order and pop it in the mail, send it home. And you just keep playing with whatever money you had left from your budget. And that, I love the concept of doing it, but yeah, it never actually happened. So we never actually won anything that was worthwhile sending home. So But anyway, yeah, that's a casino issue. So yes, the Wild Wild West Steampunk Convention was fantastic. That short period of time that I was there, and I'm really kind of excited to go again next year. So I haven't decided exactly how to do it. You know, on the worst case scenario, it might be get a room the night before, go down and stay the night late at night, and then start in the morning, so we're already there. This is probably the worst case scenario if that's going to happen. That would be one night at the hotel, but a full day at the convention. The downside of going and doing this is on a Sunday is because Sundays are much shorter days. So, you know, I may try to do it on a Saturday or something. You know, I'd still lose one day instead of 2 days of work to do the con. But I still think it would be worth it to be there on a Saturday instead of on a Sunday when everything's kind of ending and closing and everyone starts closing up. That's kind of my goal. I also kind of reached out and I've turned around and I really enjoy doing this. I actually sent an email back saying, you know, I would love to even guest there, get a table and guest there and, so that we can do interviews all day long. And the reason why I'm saying that is that we've had really successful podcasting from Sabo because we were doing interviews constantly from the time we were there. So there was a couple of years back, we actually did, we recorded interviews and material for 10 podcasts. So during that 4-day weekend, I interviewed, edited together and uploaded basically 10 podcasts. And that was like a record for us. I had brought in two special guests, co-hosts, which was Corgi Cosplay and Queer Cosplay. And we had a blast doing it. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to do it again soon, but they have a requirement where they want everyone to do panels. And until I have the availability of a full crew, I can't do panels. And I do apologize for that because, I mean, I'm not a public speaker. I can't get up in front of large groups. So I can podcast. Yeah. I can do this. I can look at the camera and I can make noise come out of this mouth and I call it a podcast. I have a recording device recording the whole thing and I will upload it at the end of this so that we have a brand new podcast for you guys to look at it, listen to. And on that same note, I'd like to thank everybody who does listen to our podcast and listens continuously. On SoundCloud, I actually get I get the numbers and the aesthetics to what the podcast does, and it tells me, you know, the countries and the cities that a lot of our podcasts are coming through. Now, a lot of the other systems or other platforms, it comes through as, you know, third-party platform or website or whatever. So it doesn't give me a whole lot of details. But if you listen to us on SoundCloud, at least I get some kind of information that going, oh, you know, so-and-so in, you know, Ireland or something that just listened. And I do have people that are listening from other countries. Spain is definitely a big England, UK, Ireland, Scotland, Germany is definitely big. Spain, I've already said Spain. But these are all countries that have listened to us and have listened to us on a regular basis. And even on some of the townships in the United States, I've noticed I've seen the same towns popping up. And they may not be huge towns, but they're big enough cities that I know at least somebody in that city is listening to us. You know, we are good. We are powerful. We are talking. That's just the way it is. This is what we do. We talk. So So the Wild Wild West Steam Con is definitely, as I was saying, one that I want to go to again. I want to go down for, I would love to go down for the weekend, but unless I can get Con Air Radio to start making enough money to work and substitute an actual income, yeah, it's probably going to have to be under modifications. It'll probably have to be either like a Sunday, or might have to be scheduled in advance. You know, I'll have to try to throw the money aside and stuff like that. And I have been debating about increasing the money I put aside for my cons, because I physically have three cons that I usually go to and actually stay at the convention. And those do get expensive for quite well. That's also another reason why I would love for some of these cons to actually offer up a guest opportunity. So, you know, and then hopefully in the contract it would cover the cost of the room, so which would take a huge chunk off of my back, and we would be able to focus on more of the coverage, the interviews, and the podcasting. One of the cons that I would love to, and I've never gotten any real response from it, and I'm going to poke and prod. I very much doubt it'll ever happen. But I've been doing Fan Fusion, Phoenix Fan Fusion, for a number of years. And I would love to set it up to have a table at Fan Fusion. And if I could get them to invite us to do that, I mean, even if they just shot it out to us for 1 year, 1 year we set up a table and we podcast from there, and we just start bringing in people to the table. It's much easier for me to get the interviews from these cons if we have a table set up. So it's one of those cons that I'm hoping that we can do this at. But I do have some friends that I can call upon, but I don't know if our friendship is strong enough for them to go, I think we should do this. I think we should give them a table for the weekend and see how they do. You know, I've even thought about pairing up with other podcast, other podcast crews. And, you know, we do a couple there and then they do a couple there type thing and just go from there. But I would really like Fan Fusion. Yes, Fan Fusion. To my friends at Fan Fusion, or any of the employees at Fan Fusion that listens to us or watch my stream, talk to your bosses and say, hey, we should invite Con Air Radio to have a table at Fan Fusion so that they can do live podcasting from the COD and we can just get those interviews going. Because there are a lot of people that I would love to interview. There are some of the con Phoenix Fan Fusion people that I would love to interview. There are a lot of vendors that I would love to interview. I used to love doing a lot of authors, and so many of the authors we know actually still have tables there, and I would love to bring them to the table and such. Do you know that when we first started, it was almost 9 years ago, one of our first guests from Phoenix Fan Fusion, because we were actually borrowing another podcaster's table, was James Owen. And James Owen is a steady, lock-fast regular at Fan Fusion, and I love having him at the cons. You know, the last time we got a chance to talk to him, he was giddy and excited because he just got married. So he is... I don't know if we can still call him a newlywed now, but he was happily married and definitely on the happy side. So, but anyhow, Fan Fusion, if you guys are listening, yes, Con Air Radio would love to be a guest at Fan Fusion. If you were going to do it for this one, please let me know, because I got a room at the Hyatt and it's expensive. I'm just joking, guys. It is expensive. And I do have a room there. And I'm excited to do that. I haven't been at the Hyatt for a couple of years. We've been staying at the Sheraton recently. And it's been worth it there, too. So, but I think we're going to stay at the Hyatt for Fan Fusion, which is a lot closer. My wife doesn't like to walk too far. that's where we'll probably be. It may become our steadfast for any cons that we actually go stay at. So, very exciting, as I said. Wild Wild West Con was this weekend, and then today we actually just got back from dinner. But right before dinner, we went to go see Dune 2. Now, Dune 2 has done, like, I don't know what they said, $81.2 million. Oops, I just scratched my mic. $81.2 million or something like that in this weekend's box office. So that's extraordinarily good. And I enjoyed the very first one, and this is the second one, so it's a continuation of the original of the story. And if you watched the original one that came out many years ago, decades even, you see a lot of the same signs, the same parts of the story, but at the same time, you're like, okay, this is a lot more detail. And I love the fact that they've broken this down into basically three movies. So one and two, one definitely put a lot of stuff on the plate so that you can give you a storyline to work with. And I love that they actually started a lot of it at their old planet before they left to take over this one. And then this one was, you know, basically I'm running, you know, the Duke, the son, the prince, whatever you want to call him. He's not really a prince, but Duke is running for his life because they're still hunting him. They still think they think he's dead anyway, but they're still hunting the natives of the planet. So it's really good. And he turns out to be kind of like this rebel leader and starts leading the teams against the enemy and starting to do a lot of damage. So the emperor himself actually comes and to visit the planet. And so there's a lot of cool stuff that's going on. So definitely check out Dune 2. It's well worth it. I had heard someone say that if you go to see it, they said see it in the IMAX. Now, I saw it in a regular theater. I'm just going to do a name drop at the Fat Cats Theater over in Mesa. It was spectacular on the regular screen. It was huge. You could hear the bass. It was always cool because they had the bass up, especially whenever they were doing the call for the worms, which is a pounding. So it was like boom, 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 and just pounding through the theater, which was awesome. So definitely go check it out. As I said, I think at an IMAX it would be pretty damn wicked. So if I decide to go see it a second time, I might go and try to get it over at the IMAX because I enjoyed it a lot. My wife was confused, but she doesn't really know the storyline, and I don't think she really saw the original Dune movie. So it looks like it bounces around a lot for her, so she was really kind of confused with that. But she said she really enjoyed it, so I think if she goes to see the third one, she'll probably go, oh, okay, this makes much more sense now. Or maybe we should have rewatched the original, the first Dune movie. Not the original, I should say, the first one in this series. And then that way she would have been able to walk into it and go, okay, this makes much more sense. So, but it was a fantastic movie. Photography was great. The storyline was cool. The characters are cool. Even one part in through the movie, it actually gave me shivers. So I had goosebumps. And that's usually one of my indicators that if I'm watching a trailer for an up-and-coming movie and it gives me goosebumps, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to be there. That's awesome. You know, if it gives me goosebumps, then that's going to be a good movie. And to be honest, as of right now, every movie that gave me goosebumps was awesome. So it was well on my list. It was two thumbs up and goosebumps. So I don't know how you get that. You know, it was a complete arm's hair's worth of goosebumps. That's my call. It's not two thumbs. It's arm hair, goosebumps. So, yeah. Fantastic movie. You got to go see it. Got to check it out. All right. So that's, we talked about those. Now, Katori is, as I said, is coming up this weekend. Absolutely excited now. This is a drive north. So I just went to, yesterday I was 2 hours down south, almost to the border. And then this time I'm going all the way up north, almost leaving the state again, to go to Flagstaff, to go to Katori. So that is a fantastic drive, and I had been wishing, and I may have actually gotten my wish a little bit, because originally the weather that's coming through the valley this year or this week was going to have them snowing on Thursday up there, but now it actually looks like it may carry over into Friday also. So when I leave here Friday morning to go up north, I may hit snow, which is fine. I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada. I've driven in snow quite often. But it is something that puts you kind of on a high alert. So, you know, you get the arms stiffening up because you're just focusing so much on driving and not losing control of the car. And that's what I've got to make sure I focus on when I go up there if I'm driving in the snow. But we're looking forward to this. KatoriCon is a very small, it's a much smaller anime convention up in Flagstaff. It's at a beautiful hotel called the Little America Hotel. And we love going up and staying up there for multiple reasons. There are some paths behind the hotel that I have not gotten the opportunity to really go and check out. And there's a part of me that wants to do that. Actually, there's a part of me that wants to add on an extra night on the room and do that on Monday, because I'm back to work at a restaurant that's closed on Sunday, Mondays. So I physically would be available to wander around on a Monday. Or maybe I'll just stay later on Sunday. Well, no, wait. Sunday, it actually ends at, it ends around 5-ish. But everything will be packed up in the car by then anyway. So, yeah, I may just hang around in Flagstaff a little longer and check stuff out. You never know. But anyhow, that's this weekend. So my boss is, and I'm going to kind of disappear in the dark here because I don't have my main lights on. I think I lost my track. Oh, so, you know, we're going up to Katori, and the goal is to get, you know, a bunch of pictures and interviews going along, and we're really, really, really hoping to, well, I would love to convince Greg, Monkey Paw Entertainment, to drop the technicality of doing panels, because then I could come back to doing, you know, guesting in there, setting up a table and doing a lot more interviews and such like that. But because of not being able to do the panels, it's not worth it for us, and I don't want to take up his, you know, his space, because, you know, he has other people he can bring up there that would work really well for them too. So but any case, Katori is definitely this weekend. If you guys are going to Katori, then please, if you see me wandering around, and I'm hoping to have my black shirts with Con Air Radio written on it. I know my wife will probably be wearing hers. But in any case, stop and say hi, you know, and see what's going on. Maybe we'll put you on the podcast, you know, do an interview with you as a frequent anime conner. Or a con-ee, as I like to call people nowadays, is, you know, everyone's a con-ee. They're someone who's an avid con fan. It doesn't matter which one you're going to. In my mind, you're a con-ee. So if you're going to an anime, you're a con-ee. If you're going to a horror convention, you're a con-ee. If you go to Fan Fusion, you know, you're a con-ee. And it's because once you start going to these things, it is like, and I don't want to make it sound bad. It's like a drug. It's, you're addicted to it. You really enjoy going every year, and you turn yourself, you find yourself now going, all right, I'm going to make costumes, and I'm going to do elaborate this, and I'm going to do elaborate that, and I'm just going to go ahead and do all this stuff now and such. And that's how people seem to get started. I think I volunteered the very first year for a friend of mine's charity. And we enjoyed ourselves so much, and we enjoyed the atmosphere, that I think we just turned around and said, okay, I'm staying here next year. We went and got a hotel room, and, you know, we came up and stayed. But in any case, it was a blast. And I love doing Katori for that purpose. And we have spied out, and I still have some research to do on it, there are two other events going on in the in Arizona that I want to attend. And one of them just happens to be my birthday weekend in August. So I think in August I'm going to put in a request for another weekend off. And we're going to go, drum roll please, Bisbee, Arizona. So Bisbee is not a huge town, but it's definitely a historic town. And I'm thinking about killing two birds with one stone, because they're having a pirate weekend over there. And I talked to one of them, of the pirates, this yesterday down in Tucson. And I'm hoping that we can get a room somewhere down there, go there for the weekend, and support the pirate stuff, and do interviews, and take a lot of pictures. And then on top of that, my other podcast that I have really not gotten off the ground yet is What's Next Arizona. And it's the whole synopsis of What's Next Arizona is basically going to some town in Arizona and podcasting from that town, you know, putting out their history, if they're having some events going on, you know, things like that. And then I kind of really want to do that. And Bisbee is a town that my wife and I don't know, I think I've been there a long time ago, but I'm not 100% sure. But my wife is 100% that she's never been there. So we're probably going to try to do that. And then some of my friends over at the Arizona Browncoats were invited to go to a Kingman Con. I'm not sure how that's how it was pronounced, but it sounds funny that way. Kingman Con. It's like a King Kong. But anyway, they were invited, and that's at the same weekend of Katori, so there's no way I'd be able to do it anyway right now. But, you know, if things change and we have to drop Katori or something along that lines, it may be something to go to do. Or if I just do like one night at Katori and do two nights at the Kingman. I don't know. I haven't checked into it yet. But it's another con that I think I would like to go and support. And the Arizona Browncoats will be going up there, so I should get a report from them on how it went. So we will see. So this is kind of like a list of what I'm hoping to add to my events as they're coming. So definitely excited about that. So as of right now, yes, Steampunk Wild Wild West Con was yesterday. Yes, today was Dune 2. We had done the Dune 2 movie. Yes, two thumbs up, well worth going. Pee before you go, because I think it was a little longer than I originally expected, and I was very rushed. I was very eager to go, and anyhow, use the restroom before you go in. Also, this weekend is Katori, as we already originally mentioned, and I'm excited about being up there. So once again, if you guys see me, come over and say hi. We are always open and always willing to talk to people about their convention stuff. And then next weekend after this weekend is Game On Expo, which I should be there the whole weekend. I do not have a table, But we'll be wandering around the whole weekend. It'll probably just be me on Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday I'll have my photographer with me. So hopefully we'll have lots of photos to put up on Con Air Radio too, and maybe we try to find a way to get them all over on Instagram and Facebook and such. And I've been trying to figure out a way to put them all together and upload them on TikTok. So hopefully maybe we can find a way to do that. So fingers crossed that that comes up. And also, as I said, we want to recap that there's a good possibility we'll be adding a piece by my wife to the podcasting, Con Air Radio, and maybe even to the streaming, with about book reviews, books that she's read and excited about. So hopefully that will be starting soon. I will let you guys know as it comes up. So, you know, be excited for that. And because it's not going to just be like sci-fi or fantasy. It's going to be pretty much anything. She's reading mysteries. She's reading period type books. You know, when it's medieval or castles or, you know, World War II. You know, she likes those. So, you know, might be a little bit of everything there. Katori's coming up, Game On's coming up, so fingers crossed these things are going to be exciting and new, and then all of a sudden it's welcome aboard, we're expecting you. Yeah, I know, Love Boat popped in my head. Anyway, that's another thing that shows my age a little bit. And then the two cons that I would love to go to, down the road, the Pirate one is this year in August, so the goal for that is I'll put in my request and hopefully get down there in August, and I'm expecting that will be pretty damn wicked. Also, it might even be incentive for me to pull my head out of my butt and finish working on a book that I'd started, which is kind of, what do you want to call it? It's steampunk. No, pirate steampunk fantasy. That's kind of what it is. So I don't think there's a real niche for it, but it can follow into a lot of character categories. So, but this is a book I'm actually writing, so it's still a long, long way from being done. But I do have a lot of the character synopsis is written out and stuff like that. But not all the characters have made their appearance in my books yet, so still working on that. but anyhow, I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, down the road, we have Fan Fusion. Room is already reserved, so I'm hoping that everything should be well underway. Actually, I've got to check today because they were saying that the media application should be somewhere at the end of February and the beginning of March. So that's right now. So hopefully I can get that application in. And they can get it approved. I just really wish that some of these cons would get these things approved a little faster. Some of these times I'm not even finding out like a week or two before the con, and it really puts a damper on, you know, pushing the convention when you're just like, I'm barely now like finding out I'm going. But and then I think the last con of the year for me as of right now would be Sabo. At the end of August and September, and the room has also been reserved for that one down the road, so I got to make sure it's on the calendar that I'm not available to work that week. But and then if you don't remember, I did mention it before that a con that we did a little while ago, earlier in the year, or at the end of last year, UwuCon. They had announced the new dates for their con, but unfortunately, it's also a new location, and I'm not real sure I'm going to go for that one. This one I actually enjoyed because it was right away, not far from my house. I mean, it took 15 minutes to get there. Boom, I'm there, you know. But now it's in Scottsdale. So I don't know the distance. I know I'm not a big fan of driving into Scottsdale. I mean, I've got a friend of mine that's got a studio up there, a big studio on the sixth floor of a big building, you know, and I could probably be going up and visiting them on a regular basis, but I don't like to do that drive. You know, those streets are busy, and I am not big on that. So that's why I like to do these cons where I drive into the city, park my car, and then spend the weekend at the con and then leave. You know, you're not driving up there all the time. You're not trying to find parking all the time. So anyway. But anyhow, this is what's coming up, guys and gals. I'm very hopeful, and I wanted you guys to know about these other little cons that are coming up, like the Kingman one, the Bisbee one. So hopefully we'll get more information from them and start to build some kind of rapport. And then with the Bisbee one, as I said, I'm planning on going down there. So we'll be looking at rooms to try to stay close to wherever they're going to be doing the event. So I'm excited about that. So anyhow, guys and gals, I'm going to go ahead and close this up for today. I am quite excited, as I said, in a couple of days we're going to be heading up to Flagstaff for Katori, and I'm hoping to do podcasting and maybe some streaming. I don't know how the streaming will work up there, so we'll see. I might even try to transfer this one streaming program over to it to use it on that laptop. The smaller laptop I have, and see if I can do it. I don't know. It may just be that, or just trying to do it from my phone. We will see. So, anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go, but hopefully you guys will be back and check everything out. Listen to me. You can find us on pretty much all the major platforms for the podcasting and for the, you know, the streaming. Streaming, you should find this video, which is right here, me, probably on Twitch, which is streaming currently right now, or on YouTube, which I hope to transfer this over to YouTube as soon as I'm done. And then the actual podcast, well, the original Life Plays is right up here, as you can see. Catch the podcast on SoundCloud, Con Air Radio. That's the original site, but it is also picked up on many other locations. You can find it on Spotify, Google Play, Apple, even on iHeartRadio, I found it. So there's a variety of other platforms you can probably still catch it on. So if you get the opportunity, go ahead and check it out and listen to me. And hey, follow my social networks. Friend us. We haven't got up to the best part where we can actually start to get subscriptions on Twitch yet, so we're still a little ways away from that. We need actual people to go into that room over here on this side of the screen to where you can go into the chat room. We need at least 3 to 5 people in a chat and on a consistent basis so that we can actually get our affiliation. So that's what we're shooting for. Hopefully you guys can help us out on that. But as I normally like to say, as we do here at Con Air Radio, we'll see you at the con. Bum, bum, bum.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,
bullshit!
What a wonderful world.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.